Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
We need strategies, don't we?
Boy, do we.
Yeah. Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? I hope so. Here we are on 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL, with another edition of Strategies for Living as we continue with this very special week that is kind of the gateway to all of the holidays / holy days,
right?
Leading up to a brand new year. Can't believe it's already here.
It's blown by.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went to.
Truly has. But nonetheless, we're here.
Here we are.
We started talking yesterday about the fact that holidays, we anticipate them. Many of us look forward to them, but they're not, they're not great for everybody.
No, I think just like with anything, it's based on your experience with them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, our experience and the story we tell ourselves about it over the years creates our experience going forward.
Yeah, and holidays are celebrated. Many of us are going into family situations, right? And we talked a little bit yesterday about the family psychology is bigger than any one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that the family gathering itself, when we get together, it almost produces this trance state. If our parents are still with us, we're not going to stop. We want parental approval, even if we're 50 some odd years old.
Mm-hmm.
We want our parents' approval. And we talked about all of that yesterday. I thought we would continue today and just give some very specific strategies, which I think these strategies are going to be good, even if you are anticipating your holiday with, you're not worried at all.
Right.
You look forward. I think the strategies that we're going to talk about today are going to be applicable for all of us. So that's what we're talking about today on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian Sausage, back in a moment. Talking about, they're here, ready or not. We've got some strategies for you here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Daily dose of radio rehab, strategies for living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, And, you know, we're coming into the holidays, ready or not. Still can't believe they're here. But, you know, dealing with our family and friends, with all the gatherings that are coming up over the holidays, you know, it, certainly it can be a mix for some of us. It can be a mix of joy, certainly, but it can also be stress. It can be stressful and stress-filled. And for some people, more than others. Right.
And it can be sad for some.
Yeah.
All kinds of feelings can be associated with the holidays. And I think, you know, we talked about this last year. I liked the idea of, you know, sometimes we can Christmas light ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? It's a form of gaslighting, but it's
Christmas
specific to the holidays. Right.
Yeah. We Christmas light ourselves.
The idea that we have to feel happy and joyful and, you know, excited when in truth, it's just not necessarily that way for everybody, and that's okay.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, Lauren, because I mean, feelings are pretty basic to we human beings, right?
They're just what
make us most human, and feelings aren't right or wrong, or good or bad. Like you say, they just are.
Right.
But it's important for us to be able to, even if we don't acknowledge them to anyone else, the critical thing is that we acknowledge them to ourselves.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that it's okay. You know, because the more we judge or we set should on ourselves about, well, I shouldn't be sad.
I should be angry. Right.
Right. The more that feeling's going to stick around because you're clearly not getting the message that it's wanting to send to you.
Right.
Which is simply that, you know, that you're angry or mad or sad.
Another thing that comes with our humanity is loss. And so, you know, for many people, this will be the first holiday season kicking off with, for a lot of us, Thanksgiving. We said this yesterday, it's kind of the gateway to the holidays. And if you've had a significant loss during this past year, maybe a loved one has transitioned, has passed away. Maybe there's been a divorce or separation. Maybe someone has gotten mad at somebody else within the family and just says, I ain't coming.
Right.
I ain't coming this year. Again, all of that is very human. And all of that is some form of loss.
Right.
Maybe not for everybody gathered, but for some gathered. And grieving is the way that we deal with loss.
Right.
And so I think it's extremely important to give yourself permission not only to feel, but to give yourself permission to grieve.
Right.
Now,
this could even be like, I also thought of another loss as if, you know, your children have moved away, right?
Sure, sure.
And
I mean,
they've
maybe one of your children now has a significant other and they're going to that family or married and they're going to, you know, the in-laws and maybe every other year, you know, is our year. But change is inevitable. That's the bottom line. And grieving
is the way
is
we
the
move
process
through.
That we move through
change.
All of the changing, and we come to hopefully a point of acceptance. And then we had a previous life strategist just within the last 3 or 4 weeks that, you know, there's traditionally we talk about
the five stages
of grief, and he added a sixth.
Right.
Which after acceptance, then kind of the sixth stage that he put forth is, okay, the new life, incorporating...
Creating meaning. Finding
and
meaning.
And finding meaning in the change, the loss, and then moving forward. In other words, new life.
Right.
Yeah.
Being able to create new.
And so, again, the holidays... can stir all of that.
Oh boy, can
in a big way, and you know I think it's important for us to acknowledge that. I also think that it's important for us to give ourselves permission to feel whatever we feel. Now
whatever
that does not mean that does not mean that we have to be drama kings and queens.
No, feelings of all sorts are welcome. Behaviors right. are a different story.
Behaviors are different from feelings.
Yeah, there are appropriate behaviors.
And so I think it's important for us to separate out. Mm-hmm. Okay, you might feel fill in the blank. You might feel sad this mm-hmm. holiday season. Maybe you've had a loss that the other people you're gathered with have not experience to the degree that you have, right?
Okay.
So you're saying it exactly correctly. Your behavior is separate from your feelings. So you get to make a choice. You get to make a decision of how you handle that grieving process.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be dramatic. You don't have to be a drama king or a drama queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now it may be that,
and what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean being very histrionic about it,
or taking it out on other people.
Yeah, announcing it loudly that oh my goodness, there's something terribly wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think it's okay to share.
It's okay to share,
yeah, but not in an overbearing way where my feelings matter above all
right.
everyone else's.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's in balance. You get to decide all of those things,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's important for us to again talk about this ahead of time, because considering it ahead of time gives us more of the ability
right,
to be in control of our emotional, our feeling self and our emotional self
in the moment. And I think you bring up a good point, because if you hadn't considered that this holiday is perhaps, oh, this is going to be the first holiday where X, Y, or Z is different or lost in my life.
Right.
This is your opportunity in these days before your gathering to begin to process that grief so that it doesn't all come spilling out onto all of your family when they're gathered. Right, so that you have this opportunity to pre-grief,
absolutely,
and decide how you're going to, you know, how you're going to handle yourself.
So I guess the first strategy would kind of move with that.
Mm-hmm.
The first strategy that we want to talk about today is to set realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, and we kind of touched on this quite a bit yesterday. But there's no such thing as a perfect family.
Right.
No family's perfect.
No, and no
so,
human is perfect, and therefore no collective family.
So go in anticipating some challenges. However, I think it's very, very helpful to focus on the positives.
Absolutely.
You know?
We have no greater power than our attention and our focus.
Yeah.
And if you go in with that upsetting family member in mind, thinking, oh, I can't believe uncle or aunt or whoever fill in the blank is going to be there, you know, well, you're giving your power away.
Right.
Right from the very get-go, you're giving the person that you dislike your most attention and focus.
Right.
Right. So I would encourage us to find those things about the holidays that we do enjoy, however small, you know, whether that's a small tradition like, oh, I really enjoy seeing the decorations.
Right.
Or I enjoy
seeing this particular relative.
Right.
Or spending time with this particular
person. Or a particular food dish that you're looking
right.
forward to. Or the preparation before, maybe not so much the actual event.
So focus there.
Right.
Focus on what brings you joy. That's a way to manage your expectations of how events will go and how people will behave. Guess what?
They're going to be themselves.
People will be who they are. Events will unfold as they unfold. A lot of times things happen when we gather, and particularly when a number of people gather together, a number of personalities, and we've all experienced
yes.
this past year, so people are going to bring all of that. So sometimes there's unpredictability in these family gatherings. So the important thing is to set realistic expectations for yourself.
And to focus on what you can control.
Yeah.
First and foremost, which is your own internal response,
right?
Not your reaction.
Your response.
But your response.
I think the serenity prayer mm-hmm. is extremely helpful here.
Yes.
God grant me the serenity to accept those things I cannot change, the courage to change what I can
and
the wisdom to know the difference.
Right.
You know, I might just have to accept Uncle Joe.
Right.
Our Aunt Sim. You know, right. I may just have to accept.
And let's put in there, right? Accepting doesn't mean that you condone or agree
doesn't
with their
mean
behavior
that we think it's okay.
Right. It just means that you're going to put it down. You're not going to allow it to bother you or interfere with your with your being.
You can become, you can step back and become more of an observer.
Right.
Of Uncle Joe or Aunt Sim.
Put them on their own little sitcom in the corner of your mind.
There
right?
you go.
And
there
that,
you go.
That makes everything
but
more
another important strategy, I think, is to prioritize self-care.
Absolutely.
Take breaks. Take breaks when you need to take breaks. You know, a quick walk around the block, even a quick walk in the yard.
Around the house.
Or around, you know, and just stepping outside, it may end up being cold, but sometimes that chilly air.
Oh, that can be a good.
It can be a good thing.
Jolt
yeah.
back to your body.
Try to do your best to get enough sleep and stay hydrated. Eat well. Of course, a lot of us are going to have a lot put on our plates, or we're going to put a lot on our plates
right.
during Thanksgiving. But again, try to eat as healthy as you can. And one surefire way to do that is to consume as much pure water as you can. Stay hydrated.
Right.
Be careful with if you're a drinker. Be careful with the alcohol consumption. Just remember that alcohol, even though it might have water and ice in it, the alcohol is going to zap.
Yep.
It's going to zap the water out of your system. So prioritize your own self-care. Take care of yourself as you move into these holidays. We are talking strategies for holidays and family gatherings because they can be stressful for everybody. And for some people, they can be heck. But they can be a joy, too.
Sure.
So we're talking preparation today. Here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope
and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for leaving radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. As we move into the holidays, into this gateway week, into, wow, this time of year that is so special to so many of us, and is so stress-filled to so many of us.
And to so many of us, it can be both, right?
And it can be both, yeah. And that's okay.
All on the same day at the same time.
Absolutely. And so we're talking strategies this evening here to you know, take care of you and to get you hopefully into a healthy holiday as you enter this gateway. So we've talked about setting realistic expectations. We've talked about self-care and prioritizing self-care and how important that is. Let's also talk about communication, Lauren.
All right.
I think it's important to communicate with our family and with our host and hostesses very clearly.
Yeah.
If you're hosting your guest.
Oh, right.
You know, to communicate.
You know, and there's a saying, I forget who it is that says this, but I like it. And it's that clear is kind. I think it's a Brene Brown.
Yeah, sure. I think it is Brene Brown.
Clear is kind and unclear is unkind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're attending or if you're hosting, communicate your plans and also consider what your boundaries are.
Yeah.
And communicate those.
No matter what, if you're hosting or attending, either, both cases need to pre-consider those.
Absolutely. So, you know, what do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you're hosting, the party has a beginning time. The gathering has a beginning time. Hey, let's all gather starting about 10:30 or 11 o'clock, whenever you want the guests to be here. And we're going to gather until 4 or we're going to gather until 6 or we're going to, you get to, if you're the host, you get to determine that, right?
Yeah.
But it's important that you set those, but think about those boundaries ahead of time and set those boundaries. Sometimes, Lauren, the clear boundaries can have an enormous positive impact. You know, if you say, okay, well, this is when the party ends.
Right.
This is when the gathering ends.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to worry about, oh, this is going on forever.
Right.
It's going on for eternity.
Or when it's appropriate to leave, or if I've overstayed my welcome.
Okay,
that's
so
very clear from
if
the
you're get-go. A guest,
yeah.
If you're a guest and you're coming and you're going to be staying, let's say, a couple of hours, and then you're exiting to another event, communicate that.
Oh, let absolutely,
your
yeah.
let your folks, your the host know. You know, and again, this is best thought out ahead of time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's best
before all the food and beverages enter the body.
And here's another thing. Be honest. This is also, I think, regarding communication, to be honest with your limits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can stay for dinner, but I'm going to need to leave by 8 o'clock.
Right.
Or, look, we can host this, but we have another important gathering to get to. So we've all got to be wrapped up here by 6 because we've got to get ready to go to another event. And it starts at 8 and we're going to need time to prepare for that.
Right. And even if there's not another actual event on the calendar, you know, if it's just for you, you know, I wind down about 6 and I need time to take care of myself, whether that's, you know, whatever your nightly routine is, if that's important enough to you, which I think it should be.
Right.
That can be a clear statement of, look, everybody's got to be gone because I got to take care of me.
And I got to take care of me.
And I got to clean up the mess and everything else.
Right. Right. And you know, again, I think the clear communication is the important thing there. Practice empathy.
Ooh, okay.
So try to put yourself in the other person's moccasins. Try to put yourself in the other person's shoes. See the situation from your host perspective. If you're going to someone's gathering, to someone's home, or vice versa, see the situation from your guest perspective. And, you know, this can help diffuse tension if you just practice empathy and put yourself in another person's moccasins. And right. It may be different for different people, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because, again, you know, we're different folks. Even if we're in the same family, we're different folks. Different, you know, things have happened to us in this past year,
right?
Since we gathered at this time last year, and so all of that. That's empathy. That's practicing empathy,
right? And I would say this doesn't have to be a single, like, contained exercise. And what I mean by that is this can be a really good exercise for connection, right? Instead of just mentally putting yourself in the other person's shoes, actually reach out and ask,
right?
And say, hey, you know, how was it to prepare for this for you?
Right.
Or, you know, is there anything else that I could do to help? Or
right.
What's gone on for you in the past year?
Right.
Because the deal is, especially I think for some of us, when we're coming back home, we don't know, like you said, what's happened to everybody else in the past year. And a lot can happen.
Right. And that's a recognition that everyone may be dealing with their own stress.
Right.
During this holiday season.
And to meet them where they are.
Absolutely.
You know, and to help, you know, I think we talked last night about how sometimes we get stuck in this trance of, oh, you're the middle child, or oh, you're the oldest.
Yeah, the expectation is for you to act this way and for you to act that way. Yeah.
And one way to really settle everybody down and bring some authenticity to the table is to really connect and to ask, you know, what are you into now?
Yeah,
things changed for you this year?
What's gone on this year?
And be open.
Be open and be ready to hear. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if it's going to just be a surface thing, well, don't even ask.
Right.
But if it's, you know, if you can get to a place where you genuinely want to keep up mm-hmm. with the important people to you
right.
in that gathering.
And keep up a true relationship, which means meeting them where they are.
Absolutely.
And each moment.
It means knocking your mic
apparently
all over the place as I use my hand gestures here.
You've picked up on the Italian.
It's you
hand gestures there.
It is what it
it's
is.
Contagious.
Yeah, but again, it's important to bring your genuine self mm-hmm. into the gathering. There will be people that you, in a larger gathering, there will be people that you are more interested in catching up with
sure.
and connecting with than, let's say, others.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so be genuine about that. Be kind and considerate to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this kind of falls under not only empathy, but a little bit in terms of self-care. Again, we may love everybody that we're gathered with, but we have different levels of like.
Right. And
we love everybody, but we don't even like everybody.
Right. And we have different yeah. relationships with every single person because there's two different people involved in each one. Right.
Right. Right. Exactly. So I know we've spoken about this already today, but I think we need to repeat mm-hmm. The boundary thing.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Another strategy is to set boundaries.
And the boundaries don't have to be hard, clear, and directly stated all the time, like we've already mentioned in terms of
right.
time, I'm going to be here until this time. Boundaries can be a much softer, you know, just I'm thinking in terms of if somebody brings up a conversation, a topic that you're really not comfortable discussing, a boundary for you might be just to disengage, politely disengage.
Okay. So think about boundaries as not this giant wall.
Right.
But think of boundaries more as a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And what does every fence have?
A gate.
A gate. And so it's okay if someone brings up something and talking about something, it's okay to kind of excuse yourself and walk out the gate, drift away into another conversation in the gathering. You could also politely redirect or disengage from conversations that become uncomfortable or heated. We kind of touched on this a bit yesterday also, because this past year has been an election year. And there, if the gathering is big enough, there are probably going to be people that have been on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And it's natural that people will kind of want to talk about that, right?
Yeah, right.
So as an example, if, you know, the conversation comes up and it turns to politics, and that's not a comfortable area for you, I'd rather not discuss politics. Could we maybe just focus on catching up on what's going on with you, you know, personally?
How's your work been?
Yeah, right? How's your work been?
How's the dog?
Yeah.
What are your new hobbies?
And that's a form of boundary setting that is redirecting, right?
Right.
So redirecting and disengagement can be important boundaries
It can be on any spectrum, from very subtle in terms of just eye contact.
Right.
Your eye contact and your presence and your attention can be subtle boundary lines too.
Right.
I mean, if a person is talking and you're not real interested or comfortable with the conversation, simply removing your eye contact or your body language,
or
shifting,
even removing yourself. I mean, in a gathering, I mean, you know, it's always, hey, I gotta go to the little boys' room, or I gotta go to the little girl's room. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And then
I'm gonna go check on the dogs.
Yeah.
Or the kids.
Then you can, you know, when you come back, you can maybe find another group.
There you go.
To focus on. We're talking about holiday gatherings and family gatherings. They can be joyful, but they can also be stressful.
How
talking
do you
about
surf?
Some strategies for all of us to consider today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Life gets hard along the way. radio.
Oh, we got them.
Oh, man.
We got them.
I could dig it, man.
Yeah, welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living as we consider this week as the gateway to the holidays. Lots of us gathering later this week, and, you know, it can be fantastic joy for a lot of us, and it can also be enormous stress for others of us. So we're giving strategies, if you will, for, you know, hopefully for all of us to consider that may help out. Mindfulness is something that
Absolutely.
We can use as a strategy. Stay mindful and use mindfulness techniques, staying in the present, focusing on the moment rather than on past conflicts or on potential issues, right?
I think this is such an incredibly important point because, you know, when we're stressed means, well, it's a dysregulated nervous system, right?
Right.
And that means we have a tendency when we go into these situations to quite mentally pop out of our bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just sort of dissociate and go somewhere else.
Right.
And what that means is that we feel unsafe within ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And so being able to come back to your body, especially, I think it's especially important on holidays like these where food is involved, because we really want to be in our bodies to enjoy the food deeply, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, to have in your back pocket just some reminders that, okay, no matter what's going on around me, I am and can be safe within me
there,
because I've set boundaries and I know I can take care of myself and leave or change the subject or do something if I need to.
Right.
But, you know, if we've built this habit over time, right, that, oh, I suddenly hear, you know, my aunt's voice and I'm gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It triggers you and
triggers
there you go.
And there you go. So to be able to first recognize when you're gone.
Right.
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 And to come back. And the best way to come back is through your senses.
Right.
Right. To just take a look around. And, well, first, can you feel what pants are you wearing, right? Come back to what pants are you wearing.
Yeah.
Can you feel...
Feel your socks. Feel your shoes.
Feel the waistband around
yeah.
your...
Yeah.
And then, can you feel your bottom or your feet, whatever, if you're standing or sitting? And feel all the things that are supporting you in that moment. If you're sitting, can you feel the chair or whatever body parts are touching that chair and how it's supporting you?
Right.
Right.
Another mindfulness practice, Lauren, comes right into the holiday we celebrate, which is gratitude.
Ah, yes.
So gratitude practices. So focus on what you really appreciate. Mm. Within the gathering.
And it can be simple.
And it can be very simple. It could be as simple as the decorations or the smell of your coming home. Or, you know, it can be something very, very simple.
Or maybe you're lucky enough to have kids involved.
There
and
you go.
You hear laughter. And just to be in the moment, man, I'm thankful for that laughter.
That focusing on the gratitude can help shift your mindset when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Another strategy is to have an exit plan.
Mm.
You know, if things do get overwhelming, it's okay
sure.
to take a leave or to take a time out.
Say, hey, I got to go.
Yeah.
No explanation needed.
Or, hey, I forgot something. And, you know, there are certain places that a lot of places will close during the holiday, but there's some of those places that are going to be open. Hey, I got to have such and such from the drugstore. I got to make a quick drive. I'll be back.
Okay.
You know, if you are someone who experiences a lot of stress, if it's possible, drive separately.
Yeah. So you have an escape plan.
Yeah. You have a vehicle, if you will.
Right.
That if you do need to leave, you can. Another thing is to focus on activities.
Hmm.
You know, plan or participate in activities that bring people together.
Yeah.
Game playing, volunteering, cooking, any activity that can redirect your energy away from potentially contentious conversation.
I think that's a really cool thing. That's something we never did in my family playing games. And I think that can be...
That was a highlight of our holiday gathering.
Yeah, I think it could be such a joy and a light because it brings you all together over something and it's just for fun.
We worked the heck out of Trivial Pursuit and Pictionary.
Yeah.
And both of them were rollicking.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about, you may have 15, 16, 17 people, including kids.
Right.
And you're splitting up into two teams or three teams, depending on what you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's friendly competition,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody has fun.
Right.
Everybody has fun with the questions
and
drawings
or
whatever.
You know, that's another mindful, and it brings you into the present moment because you can't really think about or hold a grudge you can, but it makes it more difficult,
right?
Because you're trying to work together as a team.
So, again, to keep with the gratitude theme, try to cultivate gratitude. What are the positive aspects of your family and the positive aspects of this opportunity to be together? And small gestures of kindness and gratitude can shift your overall mood at a gathering.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. This is kind of last, but certainly not least, the bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
Remember the bigger picture here. Mm. So what
the reason for the season, if you will.
The reason for the season. Yeah. What are holidays about? They're about celebration. We're marking another year. They're about connection. Mm-hmm. They're an important ritual. You know, we may not appreciate the value of ritual in our lives.
No, I don't. And I think it's even more difficult because of all of the rigmarole and the shiny bows and light up things that we've placed on these, because these are truly end of the year holidays, right? Which is
they mark a place in time.
Yeah,
in our family system.
Right.
Yeah. So again, I think that's the bigger picture. Back up and remember. Try to stay
and
big picture
focused. I would say even create your own bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like really think about what does this mean to me and what do I want it to mean? Because you have a lot of control over that.
Absolutely.
You don't have control over how everybody plays that out or what they do, but you have control over the story you tell to yourself.
And if you, especially if you're a journaler or you like to do that, or even if you don't, and you know, you want to get into that.
Yes.
Might be good to write about that.
Absolutely.
Ahead
That's
of time
a big one.
As you move toward the actual holiday gathering itself. Mm. We want the holidays to be wonderful for everyone, but especially for you. We're talking about strategies to make that happen today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, as we... You know, as we're getting closer and closer to the holiday season, Gateway is day after tomorrow. Lots of cooking already going on.
That's right. He's smelling it. Oh, you're enjoying it. Yeah. Salivating.
The cornbread is, one of my favorite, because when you smell cornbread to that magnitude, you know dressing's coming, right?
That's right. It's on the way.
What are you taking away from our discussion here this evening, Lauren, on strategies?
I think a lot of these are they're very simple, very practical ways to handle the holidays. I think they can all really actually fall under the category of self-care, though.
Yeah.
Right? And the ability to set realistic expectations and to really just tune in and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And I want to add, you talked about journaling. I think a very important thing we can all do is to wrestle with the holidays. And that can be done through a couple prompts that I'm thinking of. One being, what have the holidays been to you, meant to you thus far?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is it that you would like for them to mean?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And what steps can you take one at a time to start moving into what
you
want?
Yeah, how can you move towards that? Yeah. How can you move in that direction? Good stuff.
Yeah. Definitely.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors that make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.